a power thought on giving someone the benefit of the doubt, we're also going to time jump back to 2001 for a thankful Travis Tritt classic. Plus, we'll get you a Power Country backstage pass with Jelly Roll, who will tell us about his song, Save Me, that he recorded with Lainey Wilson. Now here's Tyler Hubbard.
Difference wouldn't make. We don't cause and we don't care enough to even have.
Get ready to plug into another inspiring song in this week's Power Country Recharge, featuring a feel-good hit from Dierks Bentley. And that's up next, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge. The part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so that you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week, we're bringing you a song that is practically guaranteed to pick you up. It's about making mistakes and learning from them. It's also about forgiveness and moving forward. And most of all, about the power of love. Here's Dierks Bentley with You Can't Bring Me Down.
You can try to wrap your words like rocks around my ankles. Push me off a bridge and hope that I might drown. Any cheap shots that you got, yeah, I can handle. You don't get this far without knowing how to get up off the ground. So I turn up a cold one, I turn up a volume. On life, on love, on the way I feel right now. Yeah, I learned how to let it go and how to take the high road. I'm on another level, you can't bring me down. Decisions. I've been a little quick to call the kettle black, but it's true what they say about forgiveness. Once you find a man, there ain't nothing that can hold you back. So I turn up a cold one, I turn up the volume. On life, on love, on the way I feel right now. Yeah, sweet peace that I found. It takes off all the shackles. Save yourself the battle. Yeah, you can't bring me down. I'm gonna turn up a cold one, turn up the volume. On life, on love, on the way I feel right now. Yeah, I learned how to let go and how to take the high.
Yeah.
with Rich Miller.
Gabby Barrett with Glory Days. And now, this week's Power Thought. When was the last time you gave someone the benefit of the doubt? By definition, it means to believe something good about someone rather than something bad when you have the possibilities of doing either. Or to trust someone when you're not certain of the truth. It's those times when we consider the possibility that they are innocent or honest rather than automatically assuming that they are guilty or dishonest. In life, we sometimes find ourselves in a situation where we have to trust someone. This can be something a parent has to decide about a child, or perhaps a coworker, or someone you've known a long time. A rush to judgment isn't a good idea. You can't automatically assume anything until you get all the facts, even if the person in question doesn't have the best track record. Rushing to judgment about someone can hurt a good relationship, and past behavior isn't always an indicator of guilt. Most of us make mistakes and learn from them. If you find yourself in a situation where you don't have all the facts, consider giving someone a gift today, the benefit of the doubt. It might be one of the greatest gifts you ever give. And that's our Power Thought this week.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got. Even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. Most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
That by and large, most people are good. Feeling a little down today? We've got the cure when we take a time jump back for a song that can't help but make you feel good when you listen to its message. Plus, great songs on the way from Megan Moroney and Lee Bryce. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy.
It's zero at our studios.
Welcome back to Power Country, a special place filled with good music and good thoughts. We spend a couple of hours right here every week, and I sure hope you do too. I'm Rich Miller, and we're getting ready to jump into our time machine to go back to the year 2001. But first, we're going to get you a song from Parmalee called Girl in Mine.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you.
Here's Parmalee with Girl in Mine. It's time once again, my friend, to take another time jump back into country music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're jumping back to the year 2001, when a new home averaged about $130,000, a stamp was 31 cents. That year, the discovery of the remains of what may be the oldest ancient human were found in Ethiopia. NASA's Shoemaker spacecraft became the very first spacecraft to land on an asteroid, and Apple introduced the iTunes. At the movies, we watched Jurassic Park 3, Monsters, Inc., and Shrek. And in 2001, Georgia native Travis Tritt had one of his biggest hits. It's a great day to be alive.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no. Just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's been 15 years since I left home. Every seed I'd sown, give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining.
It's all about the message in the music.
Mom, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think. I'm still writing songs, just never thought I'd see them.
true.
Turn it up when you're feeling down.
They called him crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy.
Some good advice right there. Love like crazy. Up next in our final stop in Power Country, we'll hear a great song from Dylan Scott. Plus, got a Power Country backstage pass for you with Jelly Roll. And that's all on the way in moments right here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final segment of our weekly journey through Power Country. We're about to hear from Jelly Roll in this week's backstage pass. And Dylan Scott will take us there with his song, Can't Have Mine.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, is wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the
Right now, let's get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our feature Backstage Pass artist is Jelly Roll. His duet with Lainey Wilson is absolutely inspiring, and Jelly Roll strongly believes that the message in the song can affect people in a very positive way.
I felt like this song has helped millions and millions of people, and I believed in my heart that it could help millions and millions more, and that's why I wanted to get Lainey Wilson on it and hope that we could touch some more people with this message. If you've heard it, check it out and listen to it fully produced with Lainey Wilson. It's a different experience. If you've never heard it, I want to introduce you to your new favorite song.
Daddy, he kick-started that crazy dreams. Oh.
America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, our highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy.
It's zero at our studios.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll in Gaza now passing 25,000 according to Gaza's health ministry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for a humanitarian ceasefire and an eventual two-state solution.
The refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected, though, any calls for Palestinian sovereignty. At least 18 people are dead after a market in Russian-occupied Ukraine was shelled on Sunday, Russia blaming Ukraine for the strikes. A Russian private jet carrying six people believed to have crashed into a remote area of rural Afghanistan, according to authorities. The crash happened in a mountainous area. Rescue crews have been dispatched. With 2 days to the New Hampshire primary, former President Trump said to hold a rally in New Hampshire tonight, while Nikki Haley will make two campaign stops. This is ABC News. Ohio's governor proposing rules that could make it just the second state to place restrictions on gender-affirming care for adults.
Ashton Colby said he never planned to be an advocate. He wanted to go to business school or law school.
Do something important and meaningful in the world, but I didn't think it was going to be so personal.
He said he's been forced to fight against Ohio's proposed rule that would require anyone seeking gender-affirming care to consult psychiatrists, endocrinologists, and medical ethicists. He's afraid of losing access to the Columbus Clinic where he's gotten testosterone since he was 19. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Adam Harrison, one of the three sons of reality TV show star Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas, according to a family representative. The Harrison family, known for their TV show Pawn Stars, said through a spokesperson that Adam Harrison's death was from a suspected drug overdose. He was 39. He was not featured on the show, which starred his father Rick and older brother Corey. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Divorce court judges in Wisconsin have a lot of leeway when it comes to setting alimony payments. Advocates are working for a more fair and consistent formula. Here's more from Mike Moe.
Without that predictability, some people might not be getting a fair shake. Custody Exchange, an online firm that helps families navigate divorce, is out with a new analysis of alimony laws across the country. The company, Shea Dress, says only about a third have a formula on the books. The remaining states, including Wisconsin, essentially give judges discretion to sign off on an amount without a guideline. Settlement agreements often take shape beforehand, but Dress says that's not always the case.
If you can't reach an agreement, because many people who are divorcing aren't on super great terms, and they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Dress says this can be especially problematic for those who can't afford an attorney to guide them through negotiations. The authors recommend implementing policies in states where there are none and for ongoing assessments of existing formulas. Dress says in cases where someone isn't able to secure fair terms, whether that's the person receiving the payments or the other half responsible for them, it can have a lasting effect.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
That might include housing instability or other forms of financial hardships. Indress says while existing guidelines can help a judge make a decision, there's still flexibility to consider traditional factors such as income levels for both spouses, their ages, and the length of the marriage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. over on 103.1, it's Mellon hosting Butternut for Girls Basketball, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Then, Tuesday, January 23rd, it's Schwamgen hosting Phillips for Boys Basketball. That game is also at 7 p.m., but this time on 98.3. Once again, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. 98Q Country, bringing you local high school sports.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right. Saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy.
It's zero at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Who's really profiting from the growing cannabis industry? Them.
It's not just somebody angry at a school board meeting. It's how maybe an entire set of school librarians in one school district are afraid of going to jail. So they're going to remove whatever books might get them in trouble.
The growing movement to ban controversial books. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Over the past decade, cannabis laws in the U.S. have changed drastically. Starting in 2012, states began to legalize marijuana for the first time. Now, 11 years later, 24 states have approved the drug for recreational use. In places where pot is legal, people who were previously targeted by the war on cannabis now have the chance to join the booming industry. However, this shift in laws has disproportionately benefited large cannabis corporations, also known as the corporate dispensary.
The rise of the corporate dispensary is fundamentally grounded and rooted in legislation. And so essentially what has happened is, because people with deeper pockets, we'll call them corporate dispensary owners, they have more money. So they have more access to politicians and influence and lobbyists. And essentially, when you have lawmakers that create $20,000 application fees, when you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over. And it's like that in every other industry. I just think that people that have been in the cannabis industry prior to regulation, they weren't expecting it to look that way, because the same people that are corporatizing it, 9 times out of 10, don't smoke pot, look down on pot, always felt pot was taboo.